Today is Phakamani Hadebe's last day in office as Eskom CEO. The ailing power utility reported the biggest loss in the country's corporate history yesterday, with Hadebe adding that the company is essentially on a death spiral. Feriel Hafaji, associate editor at Fin24, is of the view that the death spiral is about to speed up, and she joins us on the line with more perspective on those views. Thanks so much, Feriel, for joining us on the line this evening. So crippling debt and sinking sales have got Eskom caught in a death spiral. We've heard the commentary around this inevitable fate for the longest while now. Are you surprised that Eskom's now admitted to it, albeit with a voice that's exiting?
I suppose it does give him bravery, Alicia, as he leaves what was clearly a very, very difficult run for Phakamani Hadebe, and that frees him to, I suppose, put a label on that we've been hesitant to do until now.
It does get us starting to have a more honest conversation about it, though, and that's what even Eskom's harshest critics have been after. So how much of a starting point is this in your books?
I suppose there's good and there's bad. The good is what Nazmira Mulla, the Investec economist, noted. She said that Eskom's energy availability factor has in fact been quite solid. And the way that we've seen that is there hasn't been load shedding through the worst of winter. We're just entering the last month of winter now, and you haven't seen even stage one load shedding. So that's a good thing, because it means the maintenance effort that's really been quite a large one we've seen the effects of that, and that's a good thing. What I wasn't particularly impressed by is the appointment of Jabu Mabuza as the acting CEO and chairperson, making him an executive chair. I think he already has a lot going on, and this is the kind of job where you need 24/7 attention. And then I'm not sure what you think, but we've been waiting so long for clarity on what this chief restructuring officer will do that it felt to me like a damn squib to get Freeman Nombalo as the part-time CRO for that vital job.
What it does point to, and also with SAICA's overall involvement in this entire restructuring process, is that, we've got very little of the right skills in place to effectively deal with some of the challenges where, the people with the technical know-how start resolving some of the very real issues that persist within this business to get it on the right track.
Certainly. We'd been told that there was a global search underway, both for the Phakamani Hadebe replacement and for the role of the chief restructuring officer. Now, obviously, Freeman Nombalo is a very experienced treasury person, a highly skilled executive. But if you note carefully the press release which accompanied his announcement, he's still going to keep his day job. When for me, this restructuring of Eskom is so essential, not only to the utility, but to us as a country, that I'm wondering if that's sufficient attention.
So your confidence levels at this stage, Feriel, sitting very low as far as the restructuring plans are concerned, even with Jabu Mabuza coming to the fore, calling for more partnership as we progress.
I have to be a downer because we haven't had load shedding. I'm sitting tonight. It's warm. The lights are on. But I suppose the requirement of the moment does mean that you would have expected, Alicia, that with that big announcement by President Ramaphosa in February that we're finally going to see real restructuring of Eskom for the 21st century. It's 6 months since then, and we haven't seen anything happening. And what we got yesterday was an announcement of a structure. I think we often assume people and structures equal action. And as we see every single time, that's not the case.
Of course, we've got Jabu Mabuza, as you've highlighted, wearing very many hats, I guess, both literally and figuratively at this point. But, looking at privatization, could that potentially be, on the agenda moving forward, given his experience at Telkom? Do we point any arrows down that potential avenue?
Well, I suppose what they did say is that private sector participation, which is different to selling something, which is privatization, in that way you bring in capital and skills, was a potential. But almost as soon as the president announced that in February, the trade unions, and they organized across different federations at Eskom, said over our dead bodies. And I think what you need now is the kind of person who's going to say, okay, then we're going to step over your bodies because this is something that needs to be done.
Huh? Absolutely. Well, it's key, where we have Eskom debt now, as you've highlighted in your article today, bundled with sovereign debt, Ferio. What's the risk if privatization isn't looked at more seriously?
I think Lucy Villa, the lovely Moody's sovereign analyst you spoke to the other day, she put it quite clearly. If there isn't movement on this, I think it's pretty clear we're going to get the final ratings agency downgrading us. That's going to mean all sorts of things. Many analysts say that there's already a downgrade factored into the cost of our debt, but I think that it can become even more expensive, and we simply don't have that fiscal space.
Ferio, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Ferio Hafaji is Associate Editor at Fin24.